In that way, they were finally able to wipe out the Union leaders. The only survivor was José Arcadio II. One February night, the unmistakable blows of rifle butts were heard at the door. Aureliano II, who was still waiting for it to clear, opened the door to six soldiers under the command of an officer. Soaking from the rain, without saying a word, they searched the house room by room, closet by closet, from parlor to pantry. Ursula woke up when they turned on the light in her room, and she did not breathe while the search went on, but held her fingers in the shape of a cross, pointing them to where the soldiers were moving about. Santa Sofia de la Piedad managed to warn José Arcadio II, who was sleeping in Melquiades's room, but he could see that it was too late to try to escape. So Santa Sofia de la Piedad locked the door again, and he put on his shirt and his shoes and sat down on the cot to wait for them. At that moment, they were searching the gold workshop. The officer made them open the padlock, and with a quick sweep of his lantern, he saw the workbench and the glass cupboard with bottles of acid and instruments that were still where their owner had left them, and he seemed to understand that no one lived in that room. He wisely asked Aureliano II if he was a silversmith, however, and the latter explained to him that it had been Colonel Aureliano Buendia's workshop. "Oho," the officer said, turned on the lights, and ordered such a minute search that they did not miss the 18 little gold fishes that had not been melted down and that were hidden behind the bottles in their tin can. The officer examined them one by one on the workbench, and then he turned human. "I'd like to take one, if I may," he said. "At one time they were a mark of subversion, but now they're relics." He was young, almost an adolescent, with no sign of timidity, and with a natural, pleasant manner that had not shown itself until then. Aureliano II gave him the little fish. The officer put it in his shirt pocket with a childlike glow in his eyes, and he put the others back in the can and set it back where it had been. "It's a wonderful memento," he said. "Colonel Aureliano Buendia was one of our greatest men." Nevertheless, that surge of humanity did not alter his professional conduct. At Melquiades's room, which was locked up again with the padlock, Santa Sofia de la Piedad tried one last hope. "No one has lived in that room for a century," she said. The officer had it opened and flashed the beam of the lantern over it, and Aureliano II and Santa Sofia de la Piedad saw the Arab eyes of José Arcadio II at the moment when the ray of light passed over his face, and they understood that it was the end of one anxiety and the beginning of another, which would find relief only in resignation. But the officer continued examining the room with the lantern, and showed no sign of interest until he discovered the 72 chamber pots piled up in the cupboards. Then he turned on the light. José Arcadio II was sitting on the edge of the cot, ready to go, more solemn and pensive than ever. In the background were the shelves with the shredded books, the rolls of parchment, and the clean and orderly work table with the ink still fresh in the inkwells. There was the same pureness in the air, the same clarity, the same respite from dust and destruction that Aureliano II had known in childhood and that only Colonel Aureliano Buendia could not perceive. But the officer was only interested in the chamber pots. "How many people live in this house?" he asked. "Five." The officer obviously did not understand. He paused with his glance on the space where Aureliano II and Santa Sofia de la Piedad were still seeing José Arcadio II, and the latter also realized that the soldier was looking at him without seeing him. Then he turned out the light and closed the door. When he spoke to the soldiers, Aureliano II understood that the young officer had seen the room with the same eyes as Colonel Aureliano Buendia. "It's obvious that no one has been in that room for at least 100 years, the officer said to the soldiers. "There must even be snakes in there." When the door closed, José Arcadio II was sure that the war was over. Years before, Colonel Aureliano Buendia had spoken to him about the fascination of war and had tried to show it to him with countless examples drawn from his own experience. He had believed him. But the night when the soldiers looked at him without seeing him, while he thought about the tension of the past few months, the misery of jail, the panic at the station, and the train loaded with dead people, José Arcadio II reached the conclusion that Colonel Aureliano Buendía was nothing but a faker or an imbecile. He could not understand why he had needed so many words to explain what he felt in war, because one was enough. Fear.